So, for the first time in Europe, NL with context. So, I will recall some generalities about bibliography processing for context. I will demonstrate this program and some idea to enlarge the interface and some proposal to do better. In fact, the bibliography in context has been put into action by the B module of TACO in context Mark 4. This module has been directly integrated into the new version Mark 4. In fact, that is the same in its philosophy to the file for Bibliotech in the sense that BBL files are only structures.
We were first.
And formatting references section is different to context command. The main problem is LaTeX users get used to put LaTeX command inside fields values. For example, look there, that is a LaTeX command unrecognized by context. We can try, that is, so you have to set up BibTeX with bibliography files and some customizations. If you use context, that is, context will chain so in fact enable to process this command. In fact, as you can see, just structures, but in fact, the command are put verbatim. My converter in big files looks into LaTeX commands. I will show you that about so, look there, the first occurrence, and in fact, there is an implicit attribute, that is, emphasize is set implicitly to yes. For example, the second example here, that is, IMPH, and here, emphasize on bold. And emphasize is an implicit attribute set to yes and boldface. Example here, boldface but not emphasized. That is, boldface yes, emphasize no. It is in fact, some LaTeX commands are recognized and grouped in order to build an equivalent markup in XML. So in fact, you have two ways to use, to interface ML Big Tech and context. Either you can build an XML file of a BBL file by means of ML Big Tech to XML. Such a file can be processed by context Markov. In this case, the operation performing sort should be done by means of Lua function. Why not? But as you can see in the before, I have some powerful sort functions.
Yeah, but the Lua functions can sort UTF-8.
I'm a little player in Lua. I know how to write small procedures.
The problem with your sort routines is that they are in Latin 1.
But can you chain easily successive sort keys?
Yeah. There is a sorting subsystem in context. Also language dependent.
Okay. We can use a program comparable with ML Bibliothèque. That is now the same syntax. So, we can also use a special preamble for context. In fact, in Bibfile, you have a preamble directive which is useful to define additional LaTeX commands. In general, it's not suitable for context. But I introduced another directive, context preamble. So, if you run, for example, MLBibTeX or MLBibLaTeX, this directive will be ignored. If you run MLBibContext, preamble will be ignored, but not context preamble. Look there. Then, look there, appears the element have been translated into the command recognized by context. Just here and there. The same meaning that presents you is context from handle. In fact, here are the LaTeX command only. Plus, in fact, the command LaTeX, that is / LETEX, which are also processed, recognized in the markup. So, in fact, context is a kind of black box in the sense that the whole process is performed, that is typesetting, call the bibliography processor and typesetting again. I think that a user should be able to choose which bibliography processor they want to use, BibTeX or another, why not ML BibContext? In which case, accurate information should be passed to this program. As you can see, the successive care for sorting and the base language. You need a base language. You can take a default value, for example, English, but that is needed. If you don't provide a base language, the bibliography cannot be sorted because the sort depends on the language of the document. You can provide this information by the command line, as I showed you, by means of a file written in Scheme, probably the best way, and also by an XML file that I'm able to pass through. I already showed you, if an order to sort the bibliography is not made precise, the result is in unsorted, like in unsorted bibliography styles. So, So, a problem of the present interface is only ascending orders are reachable. Not a problem of the kernel, but of the interface. So, another problem is the default values. For example, the month is optional information. What to do if a month information is absent? In fact, if we look there, there is a convention in the library of MLBibTeX. If you want to, if you want an optional information, you have to provide a default value. That is this function. We'll return the month position if it is present, and 13 if it is absent. That will be in an ascending order. Item without month information will be ranked after. If you want them to be ranked before, just replace 13 by 0.
Minus 1.
And I plan for a next version this kind of order to be accessible by the interface. That is, my proposal is, if a mnemonic is followed by an exclamation mark, that means descending order. A value surrounded by brackets is default value. That is, here means sort decreasingly with respect to years, and then increasingly with respect to name, and then decreasingly with respect to name, to month, and the item without month information will be ranked after.
Before.
No, decreasingly. Zero. And title. It's not done yet, but it's a project. Or for example, why? Here, just more complicated. Increasingly with respect to years, decreasingly with respect to months. Unless we can generate the complete scheme function with arranging. And remember that if you use an MLBib context or another program, any sort performed by this program are stable. That is, items considered as equivalent are left in the original order. There is a hidden field, last sort key, used to sort such items. For example, if you consider the original documentation of BibTeX, that is two manuals to BibTeX has the syntax of a bib file and the language of BST files. That is the same date, the same year, the same month. If you want to answer in MLBibTeX that this manual will be before that, that's logical because sections are numbered globally. Just put last sort key a value less than here. That is, the last sort key is internally used if no other key is discriminating.
So why would it make more sense just to use the order then?
Yeah.
No, before.
No, because Hans, I will show you after when the list of citation is made. That is order of citation throughout the document, no list in a bib file. If you cite this before that, the normal order for MLBibTeX is the order of citation, not the order of in bib files. I don't think so. You can use integers, possibly negative, or infinite value. That is minus infinity or plus infinity. And I propose for the new interface, the plus means use last sort key as the last sort key in the case of sorting.
So 273,
where does that number come from? Why that number? Why 273?
Coming from
yeah.
Random number.
Random number. Okay. In fact, you have to put negative numbers between braces. In years, you can put negative years in MLBibTeX. Not in BibTeX, that is not possible to cite books before Christie, but negative years are allowed in MLBibTeX. In some cases, probably we will have to define a command like declare something scheme for BibTeX. That is, successive sort key with default values. Personally, I think this command is difficult to handle, but the advantage they can it can interface any field. What is possible is if you email bib context, that is now when context run, BibTeX is called at each time, that is, when you run context, if bibliographical reference are used, BibTeX run at each time. But we can save reference as SCM or XML file. The same, I'm not sure, but Taco will confirm, you use auxiliary files only for that. Aux file.
Of
BibTeX
completely
means this large box. You can get rid. Look So, how is the process of parsing bib file? For example, this file geography you want to see the result. Oh, it did nothing. It's normal. It behaves like a sex parser. If you don't make precise what is to do, it does nothing. For example, if you just run this reference, Armstrong just put okay, and now PP is for pretty printing, in order to for you to see the list. So put the preambles. No typing mistake. That is here. But the rule, the context preamble, and just the reference. In fact, it scans the whole of the file, but it extracts as few information as possible, according to what you specified in the key you are looking for. In fact, when it extracts the whole, that is this situation. No. But this statement is done, for example, in you have citation star in an aux file. And here, the reference are sparsely, and now to get it according to the order of citations, that. You can see the SXML version, that is attributes are prefixed by this sign, and the rest is are elements. Okay. Now you can see the XML version. It is just a syntax consideration. That is, SXML is only XML written using prefix, scheme syntax, and parentheses. So, as you can see, it's quite easy to keep successive keys, put them in the order of first citations in the document, by means as I did, and parse a build file and build the complete result. I noticed that the build module handles co-author but not collaborators. With the main bitpack you can do with the with connectors. So that could be improved. I plan for the next version to use language information, that is reference in another language of the documents. In fact, developing this program was very worthwhile. In fact, that was interesting from a point of view related to Scheme. I did not change the kernel of ML Bibtec. That is just a plug built on the top. I can build context expression with mean of Scheme functions. Just a small example. For example, here you can use that to surround expression by braces. Like in a classical tech, by brackets, they are used in context. Put a context environment, that is, start something, stop something, enlarging an expression. Better, as many context expressions use in syntax key equal values, if these keys and values are in association list, just use this function to get the context syntax. So, the first version is working, but not optimized I would like. That is a plan for this month. In fact, my timetable is this month I have to provide the definitive version of Eurotech paper, and I will put the first optimized version of MLBibTec and the installation manual. Now, in the distribution you have the same version that you saw for MLBibTec, but not MLBibContext, neither nor the manual. But that will be done in October. In November, I promised to tackle the paper for the context group. If it need be, I will fix some bugs, but I have many lectures. So, the new version of the interface will be done in next January. That's all.
Questions? Question time.
Yes, you use this, what is it? Year, exclamation mark, month. Why aren't you verbose like? Year, comma, reverse, month, comma.
Yeah.
Isn't it more easy to be verbose? Why should it be so cryptic? The sort order thing.
Presently, we have the interface gives access only to ascending order. but it is just a combination of Y and MT. Okay? The exclamation mark rather are planned for future.
You do this.
For the future. For the next version. Yeah.
Not next version,
but why not this? Not possible.
Why not writing a full year instead of Y only, Y-E-E-R, so everybody would remember.
This year, comma, descending months, because you have a parser, yeah? You can. There's no need to be cryptic, is it? For the user, it's easier to do year, comma, descending months, comma, default one. Because you can parse.
So, for example, you propose year on descending year.
Yes. Things like that.
Title and descending title.
Yeah. Yes, just. It's easier, why not? For users, because they. Otherwise, you have a cryptic.
And this is what Hans does in context. Yeah. You write what you're doing.
And how would you provide the default value?
That's my problem.
I know.
Yeah?
That's your problem, but you have to tell me.
Yeah? Okay, but let's say it's easy, you know, context users normally will do the thing for both. So they will say year.
Yeah.
And if I have to make that into
the Y,
and if they say, let's say ascending or month ascending or ascending month, and I have to make that into exclamation mark, no, that's
difficult.
Well, because users like to be verbose, I think.
But in fact,
more readable.
Let us be quiet. Since I will begin the implementation only in January, we can agree on a nice interface with respect to advice of many people for this period of time. But remember that I can sort in a case-insensitive sort. I can sort ascendingly, descendingly. But if you use an optional information, I need a different value. Because that's a general convention for dealing with SXML trees. That is, there is no value for lack of information. You have to provide it, and you are in charge to provide an information you will be able to recognize as default.
Uh-huh. Okay.
More questions, remarks? May I have one then? The question is that all over the world, in all libraries, and especially all those big libraries like the Library of Congress and many other national libraries, books and magazines are classified by a system called MARC something, 5 or so. They're classified, the information is there and is accessible through the internet. So if you write a book, and you cite things which are classified there, why couldn't you just refer to the catalog?
Or pick up
the data.
ISBN or DOI number.
By ISBN or something. And then you have all the information about the book, which was done by professionals, in the markup for the book. So then you can extract what you need into your paper.
Sort of import.
Import that stuff instead of producing. Zillions of people do produce in various formats these BIP files, or architects' BIP files, or I don't know, engineers' BIP files, and whatever. Sociological BIP files. And it's wasted time and effort.
Yeah, in fact, you can sort with what you want. For example, it's very easy to sort by ID, ID number. From is the name of original BIP file.
But it's not a BIP file.
You can sort with respect to this thing. Because what is here, I can access with my function. I just need to know what you want.
If
you, for example, here, if you have an
ISBN, no, it's not this question. I don't want to sort the stuff. I want the data. I want to create my bit file or something which functions as a bit file out of what professional librarians have done with the books they buy to their library. This book is in a library, and somebody has looked it over it back forth, you know, he knows everything about the book, like it's bound, how thick it is, how many pages, what kind of binding, and God knows what, and a lot about the content. And this is available on the internet, about this book. So why have I write the same thing in my bit file, instead of going, take this information and use MLBibTeX or whatever processor to put this citation into my paper? That's what I'm asking for. Why do we do this over and over again? Hans, I, you, whoever.
I try to there are databases that allow you to get this information in, for example, with Jabra or any other citation software. They have an import interface for medical information databases and I guess also for other information databases.
It's translating it into MLBibTeX and something else and something so it's just you're going around wasted time and money in cycles.
Yes,
instead of going directly from Mark 5 and saying Mark 5 fine from the book ISBN whatever number.
Yes, it's very easy to add new field. For example, in fact, if you can provide this kind of codes, ISBN, ISSN. In fact, we can already put them in XML or SXML file. If you have your own classification and want to define a new file, it's very easy.
Perhaps we should provide it.
No.
I admit
that is very easy for me and not for you. But I can bet you, give me your name, the name of your file, and wait for me to have finished, you will see that is quickly done.
MLBibTeX uses only BST styles to format bibliography, or
so
you can write a scheme style.
It can.
It
you can use BST files by compatibility mode. But you can use with enriched feature like syntax for person name. You can use XSLT files in this case. The SXML file is written using XML syntax and sent to the XML stylesheet. You can an extension of XSLT with language annotation. And you can use scheme. So BST, XSLT, NBST and scheme. Four ways.
Are there more questions? No. Thank you very much, Michel. We are 15 minutes.